Steps to effective public speaking. Preparation is necessary from the speaker's view and also to make sure that the tone and information is appropriate to the audience and the content. When I say preparation is necessary, definitely the more prepared you are, the better you will be able to convince the audience. The more prepared you are, information will flow easily. So definitely, preparation is something that you need to do. See, you may be very well prepared. Okay, in a sense, by default, you would know a lot of aspects and be able to speak on a certain topic. But somewhere, just having access to a certain amount of information will make you well prepared. We don't need to be prepared, we need to be well prepared. I'm not contradicting this. I'm saying that being prepared is one aspect. But when I say I'm well prepared, it means I'm ready to let the information flow. One can start by assessing the audience's level of understanding of the topic. So, one important point. I always assume that the audience is at a moderate level. Because the moment I start thinking the audience doesn't know anything, then that's not correct. So I need to always assume. See, whomever you interact with, you assume that the person has enough information and or has information at a moderate level, or if the person, say, has far too much of experience, someone who's your colleague has 20 years work experience and you have only 6 years. So you can always assume that your colleague would know much more than you. Your colleague would be well-versed with various situations. Your colleague will be able to handle challenges, right? So you definitely can have that level of assessment. And that level of assessment is necessary because it is my ability to gauge and understand what is the opposite person or what is the audience all about. When we talk of assessment, I'm gauging, right? Even the most seasoned public speaker can determine if the information he or she has is structured and systematic, right? Because whatever information I have access to, is that information structured, appropriate, going in a direction where the information is interconnected? All these are aspects which are important for effective public speaking. Language is a common tool for communication, and it is language that binds us together. It's like language keeps us connected, right? Of course, within that same language also, there may be barriers. Two people speaking English, but barriers may be evident. Someone may have an accent which may be different from the other, right? So definitely when I talk of language, how fluent you are, how ready you are to put information in that language, how skillful you are to make that information sound very perfect. Language allows the speaker to convey their thoughts and ideas clearly to the audience. So it is better to use a language that the audience is comfortable with. Definitely, because it is that language which will allow free flow of communication. It is that language which lets the audience receive or be receptive to the information. It is that language which puts forward information which will give time to the audience to think as to what is said and whether it is correct or not. Correct or not, what I convey to you, you will have your own thought process to understand whether you agree to it or you disagree to it. So that is something that needs to be looked into. Steps to effective public speaking, which we continue, right? Tone. Tone that is confident and enthusiastic tone can motivate the audience. A monotonous tone can alienate the audience, and a friendly tone can create a rapport. Your tone and voice should match the purpose, the audience, and the context. If I am monotonous while talking, Say, if I'm continuously just talking, I'm not really giving the audience a time or space to think over what I've said. If I'm just continuously talking and not really having any gaps or few seconds between sentences, then the audience might feel disconnected with what I'm saying. So it is very important not only to have an enthusiastic tone, but a tone which will be appropriate for the audience. The audience will always like a friendly tone. The audience will like a warm and friendly tone. Why? Because the audience needs to feel that connect with you. So a warm and friendly tone is really required. See, it's the same for you. When you talk to somebody, you may be assertive. Assertive is being firm but polite. But at the same time, you also need to be able to create that kind of bonding due to your tone. For example, if your boss speaks to you in a very confident way, in an enthusiastic way, but since the last 2-3 days, if he just says, "This is not done," that may impact you. That one sentence, which is said in a slightly rude manner, because the tone is not appealing to your ears. "What is this? I don't appreciate it." You'd say, "Gosh, the way she said it, the way he said it," you'll kind of move away. But when we talk to an audience, the tone, the information, in what context or relation am I putting that information, all of it needs to be matched. Then it will serve the purpose. An optimistic and positive tone is always a welcome. You have to learn to keep aside your problems and issues. You have to learn to be in the present moment when you're speaking to an audience. You have to learn to let go of your botherations, because only then you will be able to relate with the audience. If something is bothering you and if it shows up in your behavior, it is definitely not a welcome. The next one, audience, start with some attention-getting facts and keep a positive attitude. If a particular problem is to be discussed, what can be a proposed solution and what further steps can be taken, right, to continue? So definitely you need to start with an anecdote, maybe a story, maybe something gripping in terms of information when you start off with. Just the way when you go for a movie and you'll say, okay, it started with a murder mystery. You'll say, "Gosh, till the end you could not relate as to who is the murderer in the movie," for example, right? That same way, when you're relating to the audience, something gripping, it could be a quote, right? So if you start in that manner, the audience will feel more charged and wanting to connect to you all the more. Because the way you put it forward, they will feel, "Wow, what is next? What next?" That sort of a situation. And definitely, if you're discussing a particular problem, say it's your team members, and you're discussing a particular problem, the moment you focus on solutions, the team members will also feel that, okay, it's good we are focusing on the solution. If you're only going to focus on the problem, it won't make sense. But here, you're focusing on the solution. Then we come up with creative ideas, brainstorming, that what can be the proposed solutions? How do we implement those solutions? So what will happen? That will help the audience to relate to you, relate to the problem better, understand and accept the problem. The moment the audience will understand and accept the problem, it gets easier to move towards solutions. If you create that mindset for the audience to understand and accept problems, then the audience will have the capacity to move further and come up with effective solutions. And that is all possible because you created that kind of an environment. So it has served the purpose. pay attention to non-verbal cues. Very important. Your gestures, posture. If two people also in your team are discussing something and a third person is frowning, pay attention to that. That why is the third person frowned? Is it that he or she is not agreeing to the proposed solutions? Does he or she feel that, no, this is not what we are discussing, we are going off track? So, even when you talk to the audience, make eye contact with the audience. It'll give the speaker a sense of whether the audience has understood what the speaker has said. Definitely, the ability to have eye contact is something that is very important and required. The more you have eye contact with the audience, the more they will feel that they need to be involved and understand and participate. Participate by being active listeners. Participate by understanding the context of the information. Participate by thinking over what is said. All those concepts. Next one, when we talk of steps to effective public speaking, pay attention to non-verbal cues. That means paying attention to gestures, posture, eye contact, body language. Non-verbal communication, communication without using words. So if, for example, if there's a meeting and two people are discussing something and the other people in the team are all active listeners, but one of them frowns and my attention as a team leader goes on to that. So I immediately will speak to the concerned person. I will somewhere give attention to that frown, because non-verbal cues speak more than words. Non-verbal cues conveys more than words. Non-verbal cues conveys much more than words can convey. Non-verbal cues are hints which help us to understand what the person might be thinking or feeling. Making eye contact with the audience will give the speaker a sense of whether the audience has understood what the speaker has said. So when I say making eye contact with the audience will give the speaker a sense of whether the audience has understood what the speaker has said, definitely it'll be possible to really get into what each one thinks or feels, and being able to relate with the audience by making eye contact. Because eyes are window to the world, as we've discussed. So that communicates a lot. A lot of research has been done on eye contact because eyes communicate a lot. So you can find it easier to understand what the audience feels through eye contact. Also, gestures, posture, eye contact, body language can enhance a particular message. Definitely, the way a particular message is given, it can be expressed better when we make use of gestures, posture, eye contact, and body language. Sixth one, ask for feedback and continuous improvement. So verbal feedback says a lot that is happening with the audience, and it helps to gauge the level of engagement. Is the audience engaged with our talks? Is the audience somewhere able to grasp what is said? Is the audience finding the information easy to relate with? And when I talk of feedback, feedback is the response or reaction to a situation or a person. So when we talk of feedback, definitely, especially when it's verbal feedback, you get to know literally what is the reaction and response. Now, the fear of public speaking, it can create that anxiousness. If you are going to speak to a large audience and then you have that anxiousness, then how will you be an effective orator? So you need to work towards your anxiety. You need to work towards your emotions. You have to actually go in depth to understand what is it which makes you feel anxious. Is it that you feel that the audience knows much more than you? If that is so, it's fine. Are you well prepared? Are you informative? Are you factual? Are you authentic? That is what you need to look into. Many people with this fear avoid public speaking situations altogether. But according to me, you have to put in effort to remove this fear. If you're going to hold on to this fear, then it's not going to solve the purpose. In fact, it's just going to be an add-on for you in terms of how you get stressed, right? If I'm holding on to fear, what is it going to do? It's going to increase my stress. It's going to make me feel very uncomfortable. It's going to make me feel I can't deal with it, and it'll show up in my behavior. But if somewhere I know that I'm well prepared, I can speak, I know what to speak, I do not want to assume that the audience is absolutely intellectual, or I do not want to assume that the audience knows much more than me. I just want to be in that zone where I can talk. Also, there is a fear of speaking in public in which you may be judged negatively. Now, this is highly possible. At all points of time, the public may not think positive about you. There may be situations when you speak to the public and the public will feel that what you've said is not appropriate. The public will feel that this is not appreciated. The public will feel that why have you mentioned or talked something like this? The public has every right to judge you. What is important for you when you're judged by the public, especially when it is in a negative manner? It is important for you to understand why is the public negative towards you. Have you passed a statement or said something that is kind of contradictory to what the public feels? Have you said something which is offending the sentiments of the public? So that is where you need to be careful. Remember one point when you're speaking to the public. Always put yourself in their shoes. It is very necessary to express or put yourself in their shoes. That is what is important. There is a worry about being embarrassed in social situations. Someone may loudly pass a comment and a negative comment towards you. That worry may lead to a problem. What worry? If someone has said something negative to you, then it'll bother you. You might forget what you really want to say. You might get nervous. So, it is best to let certain situations be, especially if they're not in your control. While you're speaking to the public and if someone shouts and says something which can be anti you, you need to maintain your calm. You need to be composed. You need to gather your thoughts and understand what you can do at that juncture without really making it chaotic. Worry that others will notice your anxiety. And some people develop anxiety after an unpleasant experience. What we say is that if others notice your anxiety, then that in all probability will stop you from being an effective public speaker. So you have to learn to keep aside your worries. You have to learn to ideally not let worry control your mind. You control your mind. If I let worry and thoughts control my mind, then how will my information move forward to an audience? But if I can manage that worry by keeping it aside, since I'm very focused, then it'll not get out of control, and neither will it show up in my behavior. And developing anxiety after an unpleasant experience. I just gave an example in the previous slide that somebody in the audience says something negative about you in a loud tone, and that can really offend you. But your behavior should be that where you are calm. So instead of reminding yourself that the public is judgmental, one can be optimistic and feel convinced that he or she is prepared. You know, a lot depends on me as a speaker. If I am prepared, then I really don't feel the need to worry. If I am prepared, then I really know I can be highly convincing. And if I am prepared, I know that I have all the possible information to put forward. So nothing and no one is going to stop me from speaking. That is what should be my attitude. Fear of what is not known, which means you really don't know how others will respond. That can be anywhere. You're seated opposite your colleague and suddenly your colleague says something which is so out of proportion, not related to the conversation, and it makes you feel, my gosh, what is wrong with him or her? When we're discussing something so important, suddenly this comes up. So fear of what is not known will always be there. It means that you really don't know how others will respond, and that is highly possible. The ability to live up to the expectation of the public is of prime importance from the speaker's point of view. Meditation can help one to be calm and emotionally stable. So it is very important that somewhere, what is it that the public expects? And I put in all my energy and effort and time on that. If I put in all my effort, time and energy on what the public feels and then communicate in that manner, half my problem can be solved. In the sense, I am so devoted and dedicated and committed towards that anything else may not really bother me, anything else may not really be an issue or a problem. I'm putting in all my 100% to be well prepared, to connect with the audience, and to have an exceptional, you know, way of talking, which will lead to success. Meditation can help one to be calm, definitely. What is meditation? It's not concentration, it is deconcentration. You let your thoughts flow. The moment I'm stuck with a thought, and especially it's a negative thought, then it'll bother me. So I need to let my thoughts flow. I need to be at ease. I need to be aware. That is what is important. Nervousness through body language can be visible, easily visible, absolutely. Avoidance of eye contact may be due to lack of self-esteem, yes. Research too says that people who avoid eye contact, they really don't have that positive self-esteem. They are not enthusiastic. They're not motivated enough, right? And crossing of arms may indicate defensiveness, which again is not a great sign, right? Social anxiety involves the persistent fear of being judged. In my view, everyone will judge you. You don't have to let that judgment affect you. You don't have to let that kind of behavior where others are judging you impact your mindset. When I say you don't have to let that judgment affect you, one person might say, but you know what? I didn't really appreciate the content that he put forward while he was speaking to the audience. So you don't have to go by what that person is saying. That is his or her judgment. You don't have to go by that. You have to just see to it that you keep your mind calm and composed. You have to go by the fact that you do not gather that kind of anxiety or anxiousness, which will somewhere take you back instead of moving forward in life. That is something you need to work towards. And that is in your control. See, what can I do? I can make changes. When things are in my control, when things are not in my control, I may not be able to do anything. If you're the audience and if you're going to be judgmental towards me, that is not in my control. But what is in my control? That I should not be judgmental towards myself. I should not be demeaning myself. I should not have a low self-esteem. I should put in all the effort and be committed to move forward. Strategies to overcome fear of public speaking. To know the audience and understand the requirements of the audience, right? Which we've discussed. Practice in front of the mirror. That will help you to gather more confidence. You know, when I stand in front of the mirror and practice, I don't do it, I'm saying this, that if you stand in front of the mirror and practice, the more eye contact you have with yourself, the more confident you will be. If I can have eye contact with my own self, then I should be able to have eye contact with anybody. Anybody. So practice in front of the mirror. This will help you to gather more information and it will help you to bridge the gap between the audience and you. It is important that you control your emotions, especially in front of a large crowd who is staring at you. Definitely, when you're the speaker, everyone has to look at you. So you can't do anything about it. In fact, they have to look at you, right? As I'm seeing, they need to look at you. So you should feel proud about that, that people have the attention towards you and they have a lot of expectation from you. So you need to work towards that. One can take long, deep breaths to be at ease. Of course, a lot depends on the breath, right? So when you take long, deep breaths, it'll help you to calm down. Engaging the audience is necessary because it means that the audience is listening and understanding the message. I have to see to it that the audience can relate to me and is 100% involved with what I'm seeing, because that will increase their capacity to understand. That will help the audience to relate to the information. It is necessary to seek constructive feedback and handle criticism in a positive way. When I say necessary to seek constructive feedback, feedback which is put forward in a constructive manner, not in a negative way, in a positive way, then you will feel the need to improve. Because when feedback is put forward in a positive way, then it kind of makes you feel that this is a mistake I've made, but I need to improve on this. So you will be able to accept your mistake. It is important to practice and ask for feedback so one can improve. Definitely. See, be open to negative feedback too. Every time, everyone can only give you positive feedback. Be open to negative feedback because that is one way for you to improve. So if you're open to negative feedback, it'll help you get better. Right? It'll help you understand. Understand what? That this is a feedback given to me and I need to ideally change. One can consider making a video of the presentation so that one can get an opportunity to improve over it. See, when you stand in front of the mirror, you are able to have eye contact with yourself. It'll help you gather confidence. Then you will realize you can have eye contact with anybody. Also, when you tell your friend or you just, you know, take a video as to how you're putting forward a presentation, it'll help you to understand, are you nervous? Are you confident? It'll help you to understand what are your mistakes and it'll help you to improve on those mistakes. So, there are a lot of ways and means. That's why it's mentioned here, strategies to overcome the fear. There are a lot of ways and means to overcome the fear. It's just about practice, practice, and practice. Once you do that, then half your problem is solved. One of the fastest ways to improve is to shift your focus from yourself to the audience. If I'm only caught up with myself, that I'm, you know, feeling shy, I'm not confident, this audience is looking at me, that is not correct, then how will I give an effective speech? I need to shift my entire attention to the people who are there. That will make me a responsible speaker. that will make me a speaker who will be aware that, look, everybody has the kind of thought process that they're waiting to hear you out. So please see to it that you speak properly. And lastly, focus on anxiety-ridden techniques that can help you to progress. Conclusion: some people are born as great public speakers, while other people need training so that they can remove their fears, barriers, anxiety, and stress to speak comfortably. They can remove their fears, barriers, anxiety, and stress to speak comfortably to an audience. Effective public speaking can happen if the delivery of the message is as per the vision of the audience. What is my output? Is my output really convincing the audience? Then it is effective public speaking. Is my output really worthy of the audience? Then it is as per the vision of the audience. So these aspects have to be looked into. The modulation of voice, appropriate tone, confidence in body language can have a positive impact while speaking. Modulation of voice, you make changes, you raise the tone, you put emphasis on certain specific words, you kind of let the audience feel that they really are impressed by the way you're talking. You kind of let the audience feel that they would like to learn much more from you, then all of which will have an impact. Thus, it is important to plan appropriately and engage the audience while speaking. So I need to plan, because when I'm speaking to a large audience, I need to plan my information in a systematic manner. I need to plan my information in a manner which is, structured enough for me to occupy the minds, occupy the upper chamber of the audience, as we say, the mind, the upper chamber. So I have to see to it that my public speaking is so effective that I'm completely able to take the parking space there, right? That's what it is, right? So we are done with this topic. Thank you.